Welcome to Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. On today's program, we will explore the concepts behind prevention, intervention, and treatment, as well as recovery options and innovations. Our program is a forum of factual research, personal experiences, and knowledgeable opinions. Now, here is your host, Dr. Joe Terhar.
Welcome to the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. I'm so fortunate and really blessed to have worked in addiction prevention, intervention, and treatment since 1978. I've had many, many experiences learning from many, many people along the way. And I'm here to share with you what I have to learn from you and your experiences. And together, we share in overcoming addiction with hope of prevention, intervention, and treatment. Remember the old saying, why should I consider anyone else's point of view when I already have my own? Here on this show, we will share information. We'll share facts, research, personal experiences, and opinions to better understand how to save lives from addiction, because there is no prevention, intervention, nor treatment approach that is 100% effective. And truly, many people die every day. By sharing our knowledge and experience, we together, we can strive to develop better informed opinions. But more importantly, we increase our common understanding of how to overcome addiction. In this first inaugural show, we'll begin to get to know each other. I'll give you an overview of what I see are current issues regarding addiction, prevention, intervention, and treatment. I'll talk about the topics and guests that we have lined up for you. And then probably in about the second half of the show, I am eager and truly I am thrilled to take your calls and learn what are the questions, what are the issues, what are the topics and guests that you want to hear about and that you want to hear from. So the phone number for you to call in the second half is 866-472-5792. Write that down, set it aside, because we won't be taking calls for a little while. We're going to do a little bit more introductory stuff. And again, about the second half of the show, maybe the second segment, which is the second 15-minute segment, we'll start to take your calls. And again, I'm thrilled to do that. I can hardly wait. Well, there are gaps between the various facets of how our society responds and tries to respond to addiction. You know, there are the traditional addiction recovery concepts like the disease model and 12 steps, and truly those have saved millions of lives. But there are gaps between that and, say, for example, newer technologies that some of you may have heard of, like EMDR, or CBT, DBT, yeah, alphabet soup. And as we work together on this show, as we talk and converse, we'll give meaning to those. But the gaps between those, there's a gap between those and family-centered addiction recovery. You know, for the most part, though one of the first things that alcohol drug counselors are taught in alcohol drug counselor school is that this is a family disease. Very few have any training in really working with families. And so because of that, we have a system that principally the drug users and addicts, they go into one room and the family members go into another room. Well, when do they get together and get support for working things out? So we have a new branch of treatment and our response to addiction that's called family-centered addiction recovery, where the family's working together. Well, there's gaps between that and family intervention. We've all heard of family intervention. You know, I think many people have seen the show or heard of the show on the Arts and Entertainment Network, Intervention, and people have a basic idea of intervention. And of course, it's been parodied on Saturday Night Live. I don't know how many times. But very few people, in my experience, know that depending on how you slice the pie, there are between 8 and 12 strategies of intervention. I'm an expert in intervention, and so I count 12 or maybe even more. So we really want to look at the gaps in our common understanding between these traditional disease model concepts, the newer technologies, and concepts of family-centered addiction and family intervention, where, again, most people don't even know that there are 8 strategies. They're most familiar with the one that's been on the common press, the traditional Johnson Institute type of strategy. But we've also got incredible research that is helping us understand the brain chemistry of addiction. We now understand the basic mechanisms that are in play and how people become addicted. This interfaces very, very tightly with genetics. Yeah, now a lot of people don't think of genetics having much role in addiction. But increasingly, we see specific genetic patterns that result in an extreme vulnerability to addiction. Let me just give a quick example. A couple months ago, we heard about the very, very brave and courageous Angelina Jolie. She had a preventative double radical mastectomy and reconstructive surgery because she had the BRCA1 gene. 87% chance that she was going to get breast cancer and obviously a severe risk of death. And so she eliminated that risk by surgery. Well, we have an increasing number of genetic patterns that we know correlate very highly with addiction to various and specific drugs, and we'll go through those. We'll go through those as the program develops over the days and weeks and months. But there's gaps between our awareness of the role of genetics and these other things. And gosh, I haven't even talked about prevention yet. You know, how often have we heard that children are our most important aspects of our lives? And we have literally hundreds of millions of dollars going into prevention nationwide. And they're very, very important. And prevention technologies have evolved tremendously. Since before 1970, there were all kinds of attempts to prevent kids from getting into drugs and alcohol. I remember being in high school. We had a cop come and talk to our high school, the whole class, the whole assembly. And he brought a heroin addict with him, and he was a cook and talked about what his experiences were like. And that was, you know, in 1971, 72, that was the state of drug prevention. Well, thank goodness, with the increasing awarenesses and clarifications and guidance that research has provided us, we now have very clear concepts of how to prevent drug and alcohol problems. So I think you get the picture. We've got tremendous gaps in between our national efforts to prevent, to intervene in drug addiction, and then to effectively treat. Historically, there has been a lack of communication between what researchers establish and want to guide relative to what's actually practiced in the field. When I first started to teach alcohol drug studies in 1984, I literally had to travel 280 miles to go to the University of Washington and go through their their bookstore to see what kind of textbooks I could get, not just to prospective textbooks to use in my courses that I was teaching, but to gear up myself, to learn more myself. Well, thank goodness we live in the digital era that enables you to listen to me right now, but it also puts at our fingertips tremendous, tremendous volumes of information that can guide us. But there's still a gap between what researchers help establish, what theorists come up with, and what practitioners actually use in prevention, intervention, and treatment. So we have a wonderful show moving forward to share with you over the next weeks, months, and potentially years to look at prevention, intervention, and treatment. And I'm just so thrilled that you're with us. I'm thrilled that I get to be here and share this with you. In a moment, we're going to take a break and let you hear some music and maybe some commercials. And when we come back, we will talk about more of what this show is going to be about. And we'll move ever closer to taking your calls, which, again, I can't wait to do. So this is Dr. Joe Terhar with Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment. And we'll be back very shortly.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. Nobody explains why people use drugs. In his video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, Dr. Joe uses easy-to-understand language, making clear the genetics of who becomes addicted and how the brain gets hijacked. He uses the brain to explain why people use drugs until death. But just as important, the video brings families, drug users, and professionals together in how to help people quit drugs. You get both versions, the full video covering the genetics, the difference between addiction and abuse, and all the drugs. But you also get the individual drug version, with each drug in 10 to 15 minutes. This series is ideal for parents with teens, individual or group therapy, family intervention preparation, or family therapy sessions. Call or go to our website for more information. Our number is toll free at 866-788-7464. Or visit our website at www.silvertopvideo.com. Again, that's 866-788-7464. Or visit www.silvertopvideo.com today.
Are you stuck? Feeling frustrated or overwhelmed? Do you keep putting off your dreams until tomorrow? Is your to-do list growing while time keeps shrinking? Are your closets and cupboards crammed, but your life still feels empty? Join soul coach and vitality expert Amy Dufresne each week for Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul. Amy and her expert guests will help you to clear out the clutter and inject more joy into your life. Be inspired to keep going and create the life you crave. Listen Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
And my thanks again to Voice America. I'm so happy to be here. And thanks to you, all of you who are listening. It's a pleasure to have you here. Well, we were talking about what this show is going to be about, and we were just leading up to talking about prevention. Our children are so valuable to us. In fact, our federal government is proposing here in the next year to put $176 million into preventing drug and alcohol problems. That's a significant investment. And personally, professionally, I think that is exactly the right kind of investment to make. But you know what? How do we know that that money is actually doing any good? How do we know that it's actually working to prevent not just the harm and the devastation and the depression and the injuries, but the eventual death? How do we know that that's working? Well, let me give you just a little historical context. Previous to 1976, we had very little idea. We had really no idea. We had all kinds of good intention, but we did not know how to prevent. It was research. We had to rely upon research. Now, research uses the same structures, the same rigor that research that shows our medications to be safe and effective. The same research that marketers use to show that that their marketing efforts are being beneficial. So, for example, in 76 we had a study that finally showed that some prevention programs were actually effective. There's a piece of research by Evans. That's followed up in 1980 by another piece of research by Goodstadt that showed the efficacy, the actual usefulness of alcohol education programs. Well, this is not significant just in that, it validated our efforts and what we were doing, but it also set up and led to the recognition that there were many programs that were receiving money, that were expending time and energy, that were not effective. There are other more public service pieces of research that are about prevention. Cook in 84 showed that when you raise the minimum drinking age, there are fewer alcohol and driving deaths for the young folks, for early drivers. Well, think of all the public policy that generated. Public policy that we agree with. Public policy that we utilize every day. That is a significant part of prevention. So sometimes we tend to think of prevention as, oh, gee, what are the information our kids are getting in grade school or high school. But there's also public policy and structural prevention that comes into play. And we rely upon research. In 85, a gentleman by the name of Botvin, he developed and tested what he called life skills training. Now, those of you in the audience who are prevention experts, you know very well, you've heard of Botvin and life skills training. It's been used extensively across the United States. It didn't get big press, but it was one of the first alcohol drug prevention programs to be shown objectively to actually be helpful, to actually work. In 86, Gottfriedson showed that direct interventions with high-risk students resulted in an increased commitment to school, lower rates of dropout, better retention, higher graduation, and higher standardized achievement scores. Now, Gottfriedson's research is real important to me because I took a 5 years out from my career as an alcohol drug counselor and interventionist to work in the grade school. I was in the schools working with kids on a daily basis. So that kind of research is very, very meaningful to me. This was followed up in 88 by more research on school-based programs showing that, yes, some are effective and some are not. And then, thank goodness, we had to have a better understanding of the bigger picture, not just testing one program in one school or one school district, but more universally. What is it? If we believe in preventing addiction, in preventing drug and alcohol problems, how do we do that on a bigger scale? Well, thank goodness we had researchers like Rutter and Werner, who showed us these are the risk factors. These are the factors, these here, high mobility, Lots of public advertising about drug and alcohol, permissive community standards. Obviously, things like abuse. Those are risk factors. Children who were not performing well in school, risk factor. And children who did not have the experience of a healthy bonding relationship. I mean, doesn't that make sense? But those kinds of concepts needed to be established in research so that our $176 million could be put to good and effective use. So just the role of research. So during this show, I'm gonna quote research. I'll quote research about intervention. I'll quote research about treatment. And in my wildest dreams, I hope to not bore you with it, but rather to help you understand what has been shown. Let me tell you a little story. Back in last October, it's coming up on the 1 year anniversary, I had a family call me. And they came in to see me. Now, to let you know a little bit more about what I do, I'm a licensed mental health counselor. I am a certified chemical dependency counselor. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I am an internationally board-registered interventionist. And that's what I do. I work with families. Almost 98% of the clientele I work with are the family. So this family came to see me in October, and here's their story. They loved their son a great deal. He was about 23 years old, and he had been to a treatment center. He was involved in a reputable treatment center, and he was just preparing to be discharged from that outpatient drug treatment center, and the family was so happy. Everything was looking good, but then in the 2 months before his discharge, everything just fell apart. He couldn't think straight. He was not showing up. He was late. He was missing. Money was missing. It was that back to the old routine. So here, all of the family's hopes were dwindling and crushing and crashing. So, and this was before I met them. I was not working with them at the time. So they did their own little intervention, and they sent him to a treatment center that that they looked up on the internet. $30,000 later, their son comes home, and he had a contract. They had faxed his contract to the family. 5 pages of what he was and was not going to do so that he could continue his recovery. And then they sent the family a 3-page contract. 3 pages of all the do's and the don'ts. Everyone had all the best intention. Well, 3 days after he got back into town, his gracious, gracious sister let him live with her because, you know, he needed a place to stay, and he was going to work on getting a job. 3 days after arriving back in town, he was drunk. He was intoxicated. He was so messed up on drug. The sister was so afraid this kid might die that she had to call the ambulance. And then the family finds out later that part of their $30,000 had gone to sauna therapy. Well, that's kind of interesting because we don't have any research anywhere that shows us that sauna therapy is effective, okay? And not that I've seen. And if someone's got some research on sauna therapy, by golly, send it to me because I want to be informed. And so they came to see me. Well, had they known that there was no research supporting that, then it would have made a difference to them. So when we look at prevention, us doing everything we can, investing millions upon millions of dollars in preventing drug and alcohol problems, we want to reflect on research. And so part of my role is to break it down for you. What are some of the concepts that research has elucidated for us to guide us in moving forward, not just in how we expend money, but how we interact with people, how we interact with our kids. So just one more piece of research here, Tobler. Tobler did a study of 143 other studies. Actually, she studied 143 programs and the research of those. And she came up with incredible, incredible, salient, meaningful pieces. For example, that those programs, those prevention programs that were peer-based, where peers were helping peers recognize the dangers and avoid the pitfalls and not get into drugs in the first place, were very, very effective. So one of the things that we'll look at, we're going to have some prevention experts come on our show, and we're going to have them tell us, well, what are the current issues? What are the current issues that they're struggling with? What are the new technologies that have promise? Because that's going to make a difference for us as we look at how we want to invest our emotional and our financial resources in preventing addiction. There are a lot of addicts out there, and we don't need more. We want to prevent addiction before it occurs. So another thing that we'll take a look at here in just a minute are some of the issues regarding intervention. Yeah, remember I mentioned that there are a number of strategies. I count 12 strategies of intervention. And so we'll take a look at the current state of technology and some of the issues that are facing the specialty of alcohol drug intervention. And of course, when I talk about alcohol drug, I'm speaking very generically because we do interventions for gambling. We do interventions for overeating. It's compulsive behavior patterns that we are looking at helping people transform from the current pattern to getting services or treatment. So we're coming up on the next break here. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that video. And I'm just so happy to announce that we've got a sponsor. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that sponsor. They're going to be on. We're going to have a representative from there next week. So we're going to take our second break, and we'll be back here shortly, and I'll give you a ton more information that I am just thrilled and excited about.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness. Nobody explains why people use drugs. In his video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, Dr. Joe uses easy-to-understand language, making clear the genetics of who becomes addicted and how the brain gets hijacked. He uses the brain to explain why people use drugs until death. But just as important, the video brings families, drug users, and professionals together in how to help people quit drugs. You get both versions, the full video covering the genetics, the difference between addiction and abuse, and all the drugs. But you also get the individual drug version, with each drug in 10 to 15 minutes. This series is ideal for parents with teens, individual or group therapy, family intervention preparation, or family therapy sessions. Call or go to our website for more information. Our number is toll free at 866-788-7464. Or visit our website at www.silvertopvideo.com. Again, that's 866-788-7464. Or visit www.silvertopvideo.com today. Have you ever noticed that modern medicine tends to treat symptoms rather than causes? As a result, people rarely experience true healing or a transformation from which the body emerges healthy, vibrant, and alive. On Healing From Within with John Robson, learn to harness the synergistic healing power of your body and mind while discovering and dissolving the actual causes of your emotional and physical pain. Tune in and start healing from within every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guest today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Dr. Joe. Two things I want to announce very quickly. Number one is that that we have a sponsor, Las Vegas Recovery Center. Yes, it's in Las Vegas, but don't let its location be in any way a distraction to you. Let me tell you a quick story. About 2 years ago, I knew a gal. I'm going to call her Jean. And she had a long list of medications that she was taking, a number of pain medications. And then there were the medications to take care of the side effects from the pain medications. And she was really suffering in her family, in her professional life, in all aspects of her life. And in fact, the police had been called for this and that, and her children, her family. In fact, her church came responded to the call. Her church was making meals for she and her family because she was having such a hard time. She was not able to consistently make meals. This woman was truly, truly debilitated. She went to Las Vegas Recovery. And 1 month later, not only did she walk out happy and with a sense of contentment she had not had in years, but no medications, and she was pain-free. Now, that's not miracle. Okay, she would probably say it was miracle. Jean would probably say, and that's a pseudonym, so don't be misunderstanding that that's the gal's real name. It's a pseudonym to protect her anonymity. But she walked out with her pain managed without any medications. So that's the incredible job. That's an example of the incredible job that Las Vegas Recovery does. So I'm just thrilled. Again, I might overuse that word quite a bit today. I'm thrilled that they are a sponsor of our show. I regularly help families find their way there so that their drug user can get recovery. Now, one more thing I need to mention, that is that we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. The number is, again, 866-472-5792. And Kimberly, I'm sorry you had to drop off. If you can, please call back, because I'd love to find out more about you. And the question is, what would you, as the audience, what do you listeners want us to address? I've given you a little bit of an overview. I'll give you more of an overview as we proceed through the show. We're going to talk about prevention, intervention, and treatment, but we're also going to talk about significant issues of our time. Marijuana here in the state of Washington, where I reside, is now legal for recreational use. That's a very interesting public policy issue. And we would expect that there will be more people who'd become addicted. So that's something that we want to take a look at. We're going to have experts on addiction, experts on the law, experts on treatment come in and talk to us about that so we can all learn more about how that may affect us and how as a society we respond. But I'm eager to hear more from you. What do you as the listening audience want us to address? Please send us your input. You have two ways of doing that. Number one is email us. Our email is Dr. Joe Radio, as it's pronounced, Dr. Joe Radio at gmail.com. Now, you heard the advertisements for the videotape, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit. That is a very powerful videotape that shows very clearly how I share with families and drug users in simple and easy but very accurate ways the brain neurobiology. And it helps them understand that trap that literally kills thousands of people across the United States almost every day. Well, I'm going to give one of those away. I'm going to give one away to whoever today comes up with the best recommendation that we will work to adopt in our radio show for what do you want us to cover? What is a question? What is a topic? What is an expert that you would like us to include in our show? Email now to drjoeradio@gmail.com and And the best recommendation, I will mail out a free Why People Use Drugs video. We're also, the lines are open. Again, please call in. And you can also call in your recommendations. Our number again is 866-472-5792. I would love to hear from you. Okay? So what we're going to do now is we're going to shift. We spoke a little bit about the importance of drug prevention. Let's talk for a few minutes about intervention. Again, I mentioned there are 12 strategies by my count. Most people think there's only the one strategy. Well, thank goodness we have 12 strategies, but one issue I see is that those, first of all, are those 12 strategies readily available? In fact, is there even one strategy available to everyone who needs it? Yes, there are legal interventions. People get DUIs. There are occupational interventions. People get fired. There are medical interventions. Physicians and health practitioners say, hey, you really need to get into rehab. But the one that can be precipitated and put forth most readily is the family intervention. Well, we've got 12 strategies, but are they broadly available in the United States? I can answer that question already. Absolutely not. Is there even one strategy available? The traditional Johnson Institute. And we need to be aware that with the Johnson Institute strategy, it has shortcomings. It has some very significant shortcomings. Again, back to the research. The research shows consistently that families seeking an intervention, if the only intervention strategy they are offered is the traditional ambush kind of intervention, 75% of those families drop out. That's not very helpful. Now, those that pursue the intervention, it's very effective about 75% of the time. Thank goodness we have a diversity of intervention strategies. And let me just give you a little information so you're not picturing, oh, they're just all the same adaptation from the ambush kind of intervention. No. Many of the other intervention strategies that have been developed since 1986, like CRAFT and ARISE and systemic family intervention, they operate on invitation. They invite the drug user to come with the family, usually at the first session. They are non-confrontational. They're profoundly loving and caring, just as the traditional strategy is. But research is consistently guiding that these newer strategies are much more effective. Okay? And they don't have the adverse side effects. But some of the critical issues regarding intervention is, one, is that many interventionists are really not well trained. There are many interventionists who have less training than the local kindergarten teacher. Now, I'm not putting down the local kindergarten teacher. I used to teach kindergarten. There's a time in my life I taught kindergarten. I have the highest regard for kindergarten teachers. You need 4 years of college education. And you've got to go through a rigorous certification process. You've got to be licensed. There are many family interventionists who have no license at all. I personally, I'm a member of the Association of Intervention Specialists, a national organization. I get support. I had to qualify to get into that organization. I'm also a board registered interventionist, internationally board registered. I had to show my qualifications. There are many interventionists who have no background and training. So there it's possible a person can show up to your house, charge you $5,000 for an intervention, who really doesn't have any qualification, who hasn't been mentored, who has not been certified. I think that's an issue, especially in a process that is life and death. We want excellent kindergarten teachers that we entrust our little kids to. But we also want well-qualified people that we entrust our family to. So what kind of background does the interventionist have? This is a national issue because there are not enough interventionists nationwide. So that's another thing that we get to take a look at is what are the other strategies? How do they work? And what kind of impediments are there to more people being available to provide effective family intervention? Okay. Which brings us to treatment. Well, by golly, you know, in my mind, every time I say this, it still strikes me as profound. In all of human history, all of it, there was no process that was effective for the alcoholic or drug addict until 1935. So think of all the harm, carnage, damage, death, disability that occurred for people through all of human history until 1935. And of course, those of you who are aware, you know I'm talking about Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step. It's so effective and successful that it's been adapted to Overeaters Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Relationships Anonymous, Emotions Anonymous. But as effective as it is, and the fact that I could land in any major city in the United States, and within an hour, I could be at a 12-step meeting where I am welcomed. There's a fellowship, an international fellowship. But 12-step just doesn't take for everybody. So we've got to have options. As I said at the outset of the show, there's no intervention, prevention, or treatment strategy that is 100% effective. So we've got to have other options available for people. Well, on this show, we're going to talk to experts from across the United States. Just recently, I was in Chicago. I was visiting a treatment program there. End of the month, I'm going to be down in California, and I'm going to visit with six different treatment programs and find out, what are they doing? And I'll tell you right now, a very strong bias I have is that we cannot any longer use a cookie-cutter approach based on principles. We have to be responsive to the individual, and research supports us in that. We cannot treat everyone the same. Yes, there are principles that we want, and values and principles that we want to imbue in how we work with addicts and families. But we also have to treat every person as an individual. So when we take a look at treatment, we're going to have a number of treatment experts. Next week, for example, as I said, we're going to have Dr. Mel Pohl, MD, who is an expert in addiction recovery and an expert in pain. Very difficult to treat addiction for people who have chronic pain. Very difficult to treat people who have chronic pain who then develop an addiction. So we'll be back after our break and we'll talk more. And please call in. I am looking forward to visiting with you. My heart is still sad that Kimberly had to drop out. Give us a call. And the number is 866-472-5792.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nobody explains why people use drugs. In his video, Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit, Dr. Joe uses easy-to-understand language, making clear the genetics of who becomes addicted and how the brain gets hijacked. He uses the brain to explain why people use drugs until death. But just as important, the video brings families, drug users, and professionals together in how to help people quit drugs. You get both versions, the full video covering the genetics, the difference between addiction and abuse, and all the drugs. But you also get the individual drug version, with each drug in 10 to 15 minutes. This series is ideal for parents with teens, individual or group therapy, family intervention preparation, or family therapy sessions. Call or go to our website for more information. Our number is toll free at 866-788-7464. Or visit our website at www.silvertopvideo.com. Again, that's 866-788-7464. Or visit www.silvertopvideo.com today.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlitz. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment with Dr. Joe Terhar. To reach Dr. Joe or his guest today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email to drjoeradio@gmail.com. Now, back to Overcoming Addiction.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Joe Terhar and Overcoming Addiction. Well, is Kimberly on the line yet?
Yes.
Kimberly, welcome. Listen, you might have heard me say that the best recommendation, the best point of the day gets a free video, but you are our first caller, so we're gonna send you. So be sure you email us your address so that we can send you a free copy of Why People Use Drugs and How to Help Them Quit for being our first caller. I'm thrilled to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, and now I know I got something, you know, a little present. That makes it even more exciting.
Yeah, you bet. What's on your mind?
Well, the question that I had, and I don't know if you can address it in this session, maybe it could be a future topic, is the one of willingness. Because people who are looking at the addict or alcoholic, you know, it just seems so obvious. You know, why would you continue to do this to yourself? But, you know, the ability to get sober or clean, you know, first you have to make that decision and give up the only life that you've known that seems to work. And second, you've got to stick with it and change your entire life. And I think people on the, you know, looking at the addict or alcoholic really underestimate, you know, what it would take. And, you know, many times the people who are in the relationship with the addict or alcoholic, they're not willing to make their changes to themselves, you know, yet they expect the addict or alcoholic to really, you know, make these huge changes. So, the question is, how can the family or the interventionist really help that person to gain the willingness to make this huge life change?
Well, that is just a wonderful, wonderful question. I'm going to give you a short answer now, and then I promise you we're going to spend many shows helping people understand that and increasing our own understanding of it. Let me start first with the brain chemistry. That when a person uses a drug, it distinctly changes the brain chemistry. How severe? Well, severe enough that in actuality, most people who have a drug addiction actually die from the addiction. That's most. That's how much brain chemistry has been disrupted. So when you bring up the idea of willingness, well, by golly, their brain has been compromised. And as you pointed out, yes, the loving friends and family or the waning loving family and friends, what is it that they can do to try and raise the level of willingness for the drug user, the willingness to quit and to stay quit? And so number one, brain chemistry, it compromises the person's capacity to make reasoned and rational decisions, which then shifts to the family really and the friends really have to take the initiative. If you wait until the person decides, you know, on Tuesday morning, gee, I'm sad and tired and hungry and lonely and I'll go to treatment. Well, they go to treatment on Wednesday. They can just decide to walk out on Thursday unless the family has gone through some transformation themselves to support that person in staying. So willingness. And, you know, there's so many ways, Kimberly, I can't thank you enough for raising this question. There's so many ways that we can approach that. You know, the support of 12-step, the importance of treatment, as I've already spoken of, the importance and the role that the family and friends play in helping the person even initiate the abstinence that is necessary for recovery. That's a fantastic question. I really appreciate you raising that. We're gonna address that in many, many ways. And please be sure you send me an email at drjoeradio@gmail.com. Give us your address, and we're gonna mail you out a free video why people use drugs and how to help them quit. And this is 4 hours of information. Now there's 2 hours, it's just a full video, and then you can, the other 2 hours is segmented, so you can go right to the drug that you're interested in. And it also covers the genetics, helping people understand the difference between abuse and addiction. And I want you to have a copy of that.
Well, that sounds fabulous. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And what you said today has been helpful as well. So
wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure visiting with you.
Absolutely. I always get a lot out of everything that you say.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So we've been talking about prevention, intervention, and treatment. Just a couple of notes about treatment. There is no treatment process that is 100% effective. There just isn't. I sure wish there were, because we would all immediately adopt it, and there would be incredible lives saved and harm that is avoided. But the fact is, there isn't. As a human race, we're still trying to figure that out. But I want to highlight the importance of treatment. Does treatment work? Well, yes, it works. Just ask Robert Downey Jr. if it works. Okay? Remember, Robert Downey Jr. spent 3 years in prison, and he figured it out. He figured it out. Okay. So, and of course, you know of Britney Spears and many, and unfortunately, people who didn't. We've got another caller on the line, Jesse from Oregon. Are you there, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for calling in. I don't care what, first of all, what you have to say. You're getting a video, okay? You're getting a free video for being our second caller.
Nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Be sure now to get it. You've got to email into us at drjoeradio@gmail.com. So I phrased that poorly. I said I didn't care what you had to say in order that you get the free video, but I greatly value whatever you have to say. What would you like us to cover in upcoming episodes of the show?
Well, kind of along the lines of what you were saying with Robert Downey Jr., the treatment. I provide treatment, and I've run into a lot of people that in my field, we have clients that are coming from other agencies and say, they don't get treatment done this way, they don't get treatment done that way, and when they come to us, they say, I'm told to do this, I'm told to do this, and it doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and so what works and what doesn't?
Right. Very important, and we're coming up on our last 20 seconds here. So, yes, that is why we've got to look at research, and I want to share that with you, but we also get to share personal experiences here, because what works and how to help people get into treatment is so critical, because as you well know, you work in the field, so you know, I'm sure you see people that drop out, they don't come back, and they don't make it. So be sure you email us with your address so we can get you a free copy of why people use drugs and how to help them quit. Jesse, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Joe.
You're welcome. This has been Dr. Joe Terhart, PhD. It has been my thrill to have you all with me. Please tune in next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We'll do this again, but we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to have Dr. Mel Pohl of Las Vegas Recovery, probably one of the leading experts, I think perhaps the leading expert on pain and addiction. He will be our guest, and he will help us better understand the complexities and bring hope and recovery to people with pain and addiction. It's been my pleasure being your host. We'll see you next week at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Overcoming Addiction. Please join Dr. Joe again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good week.